Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine, you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
Hey, Joe.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Your guest host on the Joe Messina Show. JoeMessina.com, JoeMessina.com. Arif Halaby here filling in for Joe. A couple of things that are happening. And sometimes if you're not paying attention, it can happen very quickly, very quietly, and then it sneaks up on you. And what is it that I'm talking about? It is the labor strikes that are sweeping the country. In fact, it's sweeping the world. I'm going to talk about the strike that's happening in France right now, how it impacts you, and what's coming up next. You realize the communists, the socialists, this is how they thrive. You can go back to Oleg. Some of you know his last name. Oleg was a KGB colonel, defected, maybe a general, defected to the United States. And he went through an interview that is stunning. You have to find it. You can find it on probably YouTube, one of the Vimeo, Rumble. You're going to find it out there. And here's what he talked about. Exactly how the KGB infiltrated universities, how they infiltrated labor unions, how their job was to always gin up problems, always create issues, always talk about us versus them. That's exactly what's happening now. You should be reading Saul Alinsky's book. Because it will tell you exactly what the left's playbook is. Because here's what it is. You see, if they can destabilize France, and that's the idea, right? And Macron is not an enemy. Emmanuel Macron, president of France, he's not an enemy of the far left. He's an enemy of the far left because he's not left enough. Right? The left wing only has to argue with themselves. That's why the Democrat Party in the United States is a failed party, very simply because they don't negotiate with people in the center of their own party. They go crazy and crazier. So when you're crazy and crazier, that's the only two places that you negotiate. You end up with things that are happening right now in France. They want, I know this is going to shock you, France wants to raise the retirement age from 62 to 64. Now, a few years ago, they raised it from 60 to 62. Now, that was shocking. France rioted and people protested, negotiations, things back and forth, and eventually they settled in on nothing, and then they went back and they raised it. Today, what's happening? Today, you have thousands, around nearly a million people. I think it's 800,000 was the last report. You understand 800, you know how big that is, how many people that is? 800,000 people taking to the streets of Paris and some of the other large cities and protesting that they have to work until age 64. That's socialism. You see, socialism's job is to make you upset that you actually have to produce. You actually have to feed your family. You don't just sit there with your hands out and say, thank you, government. May I have another? Can I have another, please? Your job is to actually provide for you and your family, and not this welfare government give me money for existing. Right? Don't give me something for existing, and don't take something from me for existing. I can't control who I am. So I can't control if I'm a male. I can't control if I'm half Lebanese. My dad's from, I can't control my mom's a Michigan farm girl. I can't control those things. But I can control, check this out, watch this, ready, my attitude. Okay, good. I can control my actions. I control my activity. There are things that you can control. Well, France decides to raise the retirement rate. And listen, whether he did it right or wrong, the Constitutional Council of France is going to meet. There's going to be problems. But here's what I think is happening. I think the labor strikes and the issues are just beginning across this country. In fact, if you go back a year ago and listen to me, I was telling you this was coming. This was coming because there was the perfect storm for mass strikes, labor issues, what we call civil unrest. You're going to see more and more social, again, ginned up by the socialist, the Saul Alinsky crowd, the left wing. You're going to see more and more social unrest. And where that unrest is going to come from, stay with me on this because this is important, is it's going to come to you and me based on something very simple. It's not fair. It's not fair. You're going to use the F word. And I want you to combat that and say, well, what do you think is not fair? I don't know. Because is something not fair because you feel it? All right. Who decides fair? The Bible, the Constitution, the Quran, the Torah? Give me where you call fair. Is it your feelings? Well, that's irrelevant to me. Unless I'm married to you, or you're my daughter or my son, my parents. Okay, your feelings matter to me. But a stranger across the room, a city council member across the room, who never wore a body camera, who I have no idea what they're saying behind closed doors, we caught wind of it, right? When you hear some of the left wing talking about race and gender across the board, you see that in Los Angeles. But if we're going to have police officers wear these body cameras, if we're going to have the social unrest in the university campuses, we need to know who is saying this mess. Who's creating the problem? What's coming is more strikes, and what's happening is very simple. The Los Angeles teachers went on strike. Ding, that's the first one. You're going to see it. What's next? Oh, stand by. I'm going to tell you who's next. And if you work for these industries, you'll see what you do next. Stay with me. I'm Arif Halaby, your host, filling in for Joe Messina. He is off today. He'll be back tomorrow, by the way. Stay with me, joemessina.com. Find out more information about your family's future. That's what it's all about here. Stay with me after the break. I'm Arif Halaby on the Joe Messina Show.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network. Brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60PLUS, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain... I don't know what.
All right, welcome back. Thanks for staying with me. The Joe Messina Show. I'm Eric Halliby, your guest. Your guest host filling in for Joe. He'll be back tomorrow. Your family's life depends on you understanding and being a part of the conversation. So, listen, I can't be overly dramatic when I say you have to be part of the conversation, you have to get involved, and here's why. Because the strikes that are coming across the schools, you're going to see educators walking out across the country for various reasons. Mostly it's going to be pay. Right. Whenever you have a run up in inflation like this, think of it as a plateauing effect. We had almost a decade of safe, comfortable, wonderful life as far as financially and economically speaking. And then this bifurcation started. The rich started getting richer and they started leaving the poor and middle class behind. And so now they have to the rich have to inflate the currency. That's what they do. And so now there's a push for raising of minimum wage and all of the strikes that are going to happen, the labor issues across the country, they're going to happen in the trash collection. You're going to see it in water and power, natural gas, oil distribution, the ports.
the rails. Now, even if it doesn't happen, even if those people have great contracts, you're going to see sympathy strikes. And these sympathy strikes are going to be, well, our brothers and sisters, because that's what they call them in union land. I was a shop steward. I was in charge of the section that we had in our union when I was a police officer. We called it something different because it was illegal to have a union, but we had a labor organization, same idea. And what we did was very simple. We were in conjunction with other agencies. We would do our pushing and pulling behind the scenes to make sure that they were cared for. For example, our brothers and sisters in the fire department, paramedics. Right? We wanted them to be cared for because they watched our back. Just like in a civil society, the day-to-day operations of the trash collection and water and electricity distribution. You see, those kinds of things, trouble is coming. So you have to be prepared for it. That's why I love our commercials here on GCN. You get a chance to listen to the Joe Messina Show. When you go and contact these organizations, I want you to let them know where you heard it. You heard it right here on the Joe Messina Show. You let them know so that they'll continue to advertise. They'll continue to support the show. Because I think you're going to need to do something like, listen, it's not just me talking. Have you seen France? 800,000 people came out and protested. That's more than most cities across France. That's an enormous number. And of course, they're burning things down. The trash collection is not happening. The bridges, the roads, the rail cars, the subways, and on and on. I mean, it's just a mess. And I think it's going to be happening here in the United States. Those things are stoked by the socialist, by the left wing. That's their job. Right? Their job is to create chaos behind enemy lines. And their deal behind enemy lines is simple. It's called the United States of America. Whether it's Russia, whether it's going to be what we call China or the Communist Party. Right? That's their job, is to go after. Okay, Colonel. Remember I told you Oleg? Oleg Gordievsky. Forgive me, Oleg, for mispronouncing it. He's a former colonel of the KGB who became KGB resident designate and bureau chief in London. Turns out he was a double agent, providing information to the British Secret Service from 1974 to 1985. That's 11 years, guys. You got to ask yourself. Oleg Kalugin, another man who was a general. I love his interviews. You got to see him. Oleg Kalugin, former KGB general. He will tell you what the job is of the left in the universities, in the professions of professors of universities. The job of the KGB was to put in people behind the scenes specifically to create chaos. Well, that's what's happening, isn't it? Well, just take a look. Take a look at Paris. What's next? Oh, you're going to see Germany. Oh, where else are there protests? Oh, you're going to see them in all throughout Europe. I think you're also going to see, let's take a look. Los Angeles schools shut down as the staff strikes for better pay. And listen, I love my educator clients as a financial professional. That's my job. That's what I do. But when you work 8 months out of the year, okay, so before you stomp your foot and get mad, educator clients, I love you, especially in the Southern California area. You work eight and a half months out of the year. You make 70, 80, 90, 100,000 plus a year. If you've been with the district for 25 years or so, you're somewhere in the neighborhood of about 10 grand a month. And your pension is $7,500 to $8,000 a month. Okay, that's important you realize that. Because then the pension goes with that. And now the crisis is a snowball effect. Well, they are striking for more pay. How much more? I don't know. Listen, I want them to do well, but there just has to be enough money. You can't ultimately kill the host. Even the American Red Cross only takes one pint, right? Because they want you back again and again. So the unions can't kill off the government that's supporting them, even though sometimes they do. That's why I think it comes from the socialists, because the socialists want to kill off the host, right? They want to eliminate the provider and ultimately cause a collapse. nurses and paramedics reach pay deal in England. That's important to understand that. As garbage, if you will, piles up in Paris, France. Flights at several German airports. Oh, wait. You're telling me that across... I have been to Europe when there has been a strike. I think it was in Italy. And you had to wait on the tarmac. I mean, who suffers in this? The people. The citizens. The everyday person who's trying to provide for his or her family. Okay, now you have German airports disrupted by a one-day strike. American Airlines promises to raise pilots' wages, just like Delta did. Because they saw the writing on the wall, so they're trying to get them to sign some deal. You see, this is important because everybody across the board is going to want more money. Okay, listen, I'm all right with that. If you think you deserve it, you produce more. But here's my problem. When you raise the bottom, the minimum wage, you understand that the minimum wage person, they didn't do more work. They can't flip six hamburgers an hour instead of five. So in the end, who pays for this? It isn't the employer. And in the case of utilities, you know, electric, gas, water and power, it's the ratepayer who pays this. Right? In Southern California, there was a big gas leak. And thousands, oh my gosh, thousands and thousands of people suffered in various levels. Who do you think pays it? You think the gas company is going to write one big check and see you later? No, the rate payers. That's why you think your natural gas payment has gone up. I mean, this is just that math. Well, the left doesn't understand math, but you do. So when you come back, you will know I'll be here. Right after the break, I'm Arif Halaby, filling in for Joe Messina on The Joe Messina Show. We'll be right back. 855 Real Joe. Stay with me.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. A bill that limits gender-affirming treatment care for minors is now set to become law in Georgia.
Governor Brian Kemp signed the bill saying it would ensure we protect the health and well-being of Georgia's children. SB 140 outlaws licensed medical professionals from providing patients under the age of 18 with hormone therapy or surgery related to gender transition. I'm Dave Collins.
The FAA is investigating an incident involving three planes circling North Texas during severe weather last Thursday. The agency says the pilot of a FedEx aircraft was alerted that
a UPS plane was getting too close, causing it to descend into the 1,000-foot safety buffer with a United Airlines flight. Federal officials say there was not a risk of an imminent collision, but there could have been a conflict based on their flight paths. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was
on. I look around the room, and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
This is the Joe Messina Show. I'm Eric Palvey,
your guest host.
Hey, check out our website, joemessina.com. Give us a call at 855-REAL-JOE. Hey, appreciate the applause. 855-732-5563. This is important. You understand a few things. When we're talking about the strikes that are happening across the border, we're talking about the strikes that are happening across the world. You're seeing it happen in France. You're seeing it happen in Germany. Of course, the United States, and over and over. Why aren't you seeing these kind of strikes in China? Have you asked yourself? Oh, the Chinese coal miners, they're ready to strike next. I mean, we're having coal miners strike all throughout the board. I want to say that was Germany. I think Belgium. I think even South Africa, there's some strikes, labor strikes. But you don't hear anything about China having strikes. What's the reason for that, I wonder? That's one of those things that make you say, how's that happen? All right, hey, look, when we're talking about your place in this world and to protect your family, let me give you some ideas. These are things that I see work. These are things that I see work with friends, with clients. As a financial guy of 27 years, I'm going to tell you how I think you can prepare for this. 27 years, we've seen a lot of recessions come and go. We've seen some bad days come and go. Years, right? 2000, 2001, 2002. We had 3 years in a row of a negative market. In 2008, 2009, we saw a real bad market. 2015. You see, it normally takes 2 years to get through the mess. 2 years. And it's in a cycle, right? One of the last things, which is the worst part normally, is the now, what's happening today. It started about a year ago. So I think you're going to have about another year or so of labor strikes and work shortages, pay raises to people. That's good if you're one of those people. Bad if you're somebody who has to pay it. Can you say a carton or a dozen of eggs? Right? If you're in the egg industry, you're like, yay, this is a good day. If you're trying to run a breakfast restaurant where you have 101 omelets and you're having to raise your prices, and so breakfast for one with a cup of coffee and an omelet is going to run you $22 at your favorite restaurant, that's a problem. Because that small business can't stay open if people can't afford that price, right? So this next phase is this. We're in it. It's going to be mass layoffs,
labor strikes, sympathy strikes, right, where maybe this agency or this group actually produced a good deal, right? Things are great. They have a good contract, but they're going to strike in sympathy of the next one, our brothers, our sisters. So I think that's happening next. So what do you do? Well, number one, I think you need to stock up on the basics. I don't mean, you know, two bedrooms full of stuff, but I think you need to stock up on the basics. I think that's normal. You'll see shortages. I always laughed at people that canned. Wow, that's so silly. That's so 1920s, 1950s. But let me tell you, we have done a bit of it ourselves, and it works. And it's a great idea. And if you want something fresh, or at least reasonably fresh, that you canned when it was fresh yourself from your garden, I think that's not a bad idea. I think if you want to understand how to have a freezer with meat when it's at a good cost, or whether you hunt or fish and you could save up a little bit, I think those are good ideas. Because I want you to be prepared for what's coming after this mess. You see, after this mess is another amazing opportunity, especially if either President Trump or Ron DeSantis, right before you say, well, that person or this person, anybody better than Kamala Harris? Because Joe Biden, he might say he's running. He can't run. He can't even spell his name. I think he's going to resign before the end of the year. I think it's going to be health problems. I think it's going to be a stroke. I don't wish that he die, but I do wish that he goes away in any way possible. Right? He can retire. He can go think that he's, you know, living in Mars. I don't care. But I think him going and resigning and stepping down, it's a good thing for the country, but we have to hold on to our britches, if you will, because Kamala Harris is coming next. And if you thought crazy and disrespect was happening before to the nation, surprise, what do you think will happen with her? But I think after that, I think the next Republican administration will get it, I hope, because I think Ron DeSantis is not a perfect man, but I think he gets that he's got to clean up these agencies. Now, the concern is, do the three-letter agencies, does the, quote, intelligence community want to have somebody that is not their man or woman in office, right? Chuck Schumer said it best. He made it clear, don't mess with the intelligence community. They have, what did he say, three ways or six ways from Sunday to get back at you, some sort of quote. What did he know? He knew something. It's interesting. Was that his way of saying sorry to them? His way of calling them off? His way of saying, I'm not going to come after you anymore, I'm going to give you the budget that you wanted? Could have been. I just believe that a lot of you and a lot of us and me and the we, I think we have to have a plan B here. And that is, keep a little bit of money at home. I don't mind gold and silver. I like that. Smaller denominations are better, right? You can't take a gold coin to the gas station and ask for, to fill it up, bud, and give me change. He's like, I'm not giving you change. You want gas? It's going to cost that entire gold coin. So I think there's stores of wealth, just like land and an office building. This office building, you can't say, you can't take a piece of drywall to the grocery store. But the rents, the income, the cash flow, I love it. I love retirement accounts, annuities. I love those. Pay me every month. You want those. You also need stores of wealth, like I mentioned, gold and real estate. So, in other words, you're going to diversify your portfolio, your life. It's going to be about you creating wealth for you and for your family. And I think the next go-round, you buckle down, you hold on, you ride through the next wave. I think you're going to see an opportunity that hasn't existed in this country for a very long time. Because the pendulum is going to have to swing pretty darn hard to the other side. Recession, maybe depression, it's going to have to be bad. Because we were, as they say, a drunken sailor for quite some time. And I don't think people are prepared for the problems that are coming. But if you can get through it, you can ride it out, stay away from bad debt. You might have heard me mention this before. I don't like credit card debt or car debt. Get rid of that as quick as you can. Today, go work six jobs, two jobs. There's nothing in the Bible, the Constitution, the Quran, Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. Don't forget to take Martin Luther King and holiday off and President's Day and Labor Day. And don't work here and don't work there and overtime and go work. work, provide for your family, pay off the bad debt, get away from that mess, save up your money, and be prepared to provide some wealth and some success for you and your family when this crap, if I can say it so eloquently, is over. Right? This distraction of we're going to give reparations to the black community and we're going to, a city and a state that has never been one to support, have any slaves. Right? The only people that had slaves in California were the Native Americans. I mean, you understand that, right? The Indian tribes, the Native American tribes, many of them had slaves here in California, and they weren't black. So let's be real for a minute. Oh, Arif, you know, the system. Oh, kind of like smoke, right? The system. I can barely grab it. I can kind of sort of understand, but not really. I can touch it, but maybe not. And you say something like that, and then if I try to say, well, give me facts, give me truth, give me examples. Oh, you're a racist. Okay, well, gosh. That's all you got to do to shut down people. Just call them the R word. And then you won't get them to actually explain anything. They just sit there and yell and scream, oh, my feelings are hurt. Excuse me, isn't that a BMW in the garage? Oh, you don't understand who I am. I'm sorry, I thought you made $100,000 a year. Oh, it's more than that. It's different. I'll go, oh, okay, gotcha. I don't really know. Listen, folks, I have been to parts of the country, and not too long ago, where you see some racial tension and division. Wasn't it amazing when we had a president, and I'm not talking about the last one, I'm talking we had the first biracial president in our history. I think the first black president will be on the Republican Party. It's not going to be the Democrat Party. He was the first. His mom was white. His dad was black. He had a chance to fix the country, and he didn't. So how do we fix that? How do we make it so we can survive? Stay with me when we come back. The Joe Messina Show. I'm your guest host, Arif Halaby. 855-REAL-JOE. JoeMessina.com. Be right back after the break.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare, and the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and 6 kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special
of DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
Hey, welcome back. I'm your guest host, Eric Hallaby, on the Joe Messina Show. Joe's back tomorrow. Give me a call at 855-REAL-JOE. That's 855-732-5563. I appreciate all those of you getting in the chat rooms, getting on the conversations. You can go to Facebook and go to Instagram. Pay attention to what's happening in your world. There is going to be an opportunity, and the opportunity is going to be about you taking some risks later. Don't take the risks now. This is the time when you kind of buckle down a little bit. You kind of hold on. There will be a recession coming. I'm pretty confident. Listen, I'm not the only one. I'm just one of the guys who pays attention to the numbers. It's what I do for a living. Many of you have understood a long time ago that the stock market is not always a place to put your money. Right? You realize that if your money is in the market and it goes down and it's under a retirement account, let's be clear on this. You want to take risks with money, you want to go put it in the market, you go do that. But when you put money in the market and it goes down in value and it's underneath a retirement account, you realize you don't get to lose, deduct that on your taxes. Right? The losses are only on the non-retirement stock market accounts. In addition to that, the fees you pay, and I love it when some of you tell me, oh, Eric, if I pay $25 a year, I go, really? Do you work for $25 a year? Oh, you don't. So maybe, just maybe, there could be hidden fees with your retirement account, just maybe. Yesterday I had a lady walk into my office. She said, Arif, I have an account that has $138,000. I looked it up. We did some research. Simple enough. I mean, the company, we called the company, did some $35,000 in fees. $35,000 in fees to make $38,000 in 7 years. She thought she was paying $25 a year. And not a dummy, by the way. This is a pretty smart person, highly educated, advanced degrees.
So be careful as you're planning for this next layer of recession-type activities, right? If your retirement accounts are in the market and you need the money in the next 5 years, you got to be careful. Because when you pass away and you leave your retirement account to your children, well, they have to pay ordinary income tax on it. Now, if you leave your retirement account, the stock market account that is not the retirement account, well, then they get to inherit that money and pay no taxes on it. Isn't that interesting? Who writes the rules? Rich or poor people? You realize rich people have always written the rules. They've written the rules to benefit themselves, their friends, their family. So who is taking care of you? You have to educate yourself. You have to get involved. If you have multiple sources of income, it could be rental property, it could be your retirement accounts, investments, annuities, it could be pension plans, Social Security, whatever the, when it is affected, not if, but when it is impacted, you have choices because you're not receiving it all from one place. You can get a little from here, a little from there. Give me more money, give me less. You can make adjustments. And that gives you the freedom to get involved because they can't cancel your Social Security check. The left wing can't cancel your income coming from annuities. They cannot cancel your retirement account, your real estate investments. Right? So you have the power to stand up. Why do you think they hate Kirk Cameron so much? Right? Isn't he that young man? Didn't he step up and didn't he have some things to say and say, hey, wait a second. I think that this, what is it, the drag queen story hour? Isn't that interesting? They can't shut him down. I mean, they're trying. But when Kirk Cameron says, I'm already very wealthy, I don't know his personal wealth, but I'm going to guess he never has to work again a day in his life if he doesn't want to. I know somebody that knows him pretty well. We're in Los Angeles. It's not uncommon to know people that know people, right? It's a pretty small world these days. But I do know that he stands up for what he believes in. I do know that courage for him, it's simple enough. I told you earlier, courage means it's going to cost you something, or it's really not courage. So what's the courage for somebody like him? Well, the chance of him ever getting another job, probably slim to none, at least in Hollywood and at least for a long time. I spoke to a lady recently. Her husband was one of the top writers in Hollywood. Literally, I spoke to her just a couple hours before the show began. And she said, you know, my husband had a problem getting jobs, and ultimately he was blacklisted. We lost our house. We lost our health insurance. We lost money. We had to file bankruptcy. Because my husband couldn't keep his mouth shut, that's the word she used, about politics and his beliefs. He kept fighting for and standing up for certain things, and the rest of the people, although they loved his work, they thought he was amazing, they said, oh, we're just not going to deal with somebody like this. Now, maybe he was an irritating guy or not, but try to be that person who stands up. Well, whether or not her husband was courageous, he certainly lost. I'm not saying you have to lose to become a martyr. Don't think that's the way to life, you know, to success and happiness. But you got to stand up. What do your kids say about you? Dad comes home and makes all these complaints, and then when he goes to work, he's as quiet as a mouse. Kids are not dumb. They're much more mature earlier these days, for lots of reasons. Hollywood. Right, our handheld devices, computers, the internet, they're much more involved in the world. They see you and know that you're a coward. Look, I'm hopeful that I hurt your feelings. Right? I mean, I do want to hurt your feelings. I want to wake you up. I want to kick you in the fanny. But your kids know you're a coward. They know you're weak. They know you say things behind closed doors. Right, as they say, you come home and kick the dog. Because that's the only person or thing you have power over? You go to work and you're a mouse? Come on now. Somebody's got to stand up. Right? Why do you think I so much envy President Trump? Not because I agree with some of his silly tweets. I don't. But because he was a man who stood up with a lot to lose. Now, at first you might have said, oh, he's a billionaire, untouchable, until the intelligence community comes along, the FBI, Hillary Clinton and her friends come along, Peter Strzok and his lover come along, right? James Clapper and his ilk come along. Man, how many billions do you need to fight them? Maybe you don't have enough. Right? Maybe the Bill Gates or the Elon Musk billions. We'll see. We'll see if Elon Musk has the money and the power and the influence to take them on. Maybe not. Maybe at the end of the story, that's just not enough. Just not enough. Nice try. Right? Because we know that the 3, 4, 5, 7 billion, whatever it was that Donald Trump has, wasn't enough to keep him away from the people that disliked him. So, look, I get it. You don't have that kind of money, let alone Elon Musk's money. I understand. So you stand up in your school board at the PTA meeting. Pull your kids out of school. We homeschooled. I say we as in if I did anything. My wife did all the hard work. I always say I was the principal. Because, you know, that if the kids got in trouble, I'd have to come home and hear it. But we homeschooled our kids. Because there was a very short period of time that they're called your children. After that, they're adult children, which means they're gone and they're outliving their life. So, did you say you wanted to have influence over who they are and what they do and how they live? Well, you got to do that for more than 45 minutes a night when you come home and they're doing their homework. So they're still not seeing, they're eating dinner. You're yelling at them for keeping this dirty. Go get cleaned up. Go to bed. Go to sleep. Let's see you tomorrow morning. See you again. Oh, on the weekend. What are you doing? I wanted to golf. Right? Surprise, they're 18 years old. Bye. As they drive away to college. I know this, the level of guilt that you feel, like, wait, come back. I want to spend more time with you. Come back. It's not done. I got a few more things to say. So why I share that with you is because for some of you that hesitate, oh, but we need the big house. We need the big... Let me share something with you. My kids are amazing young people. My two older were 4 years old and 2 years old, and we took them to Walt Disney World, Orlando. And we had a blast, and boy, did we spend money. Boo, we spent money. And we were a young family. It was tough to spend that kind of money back then, and we did. And we had fun, and they laughed, and they giggled. And a few years ago, so this is going back 20-something years, right? I said, you guys remember that trip to Disney World? They said, no. I said, no, don't you remember we rode those little boats and we went on the slide? No. Don't you remember when that, daddy, don't remember anything. You see, a lot of you think that kids at a young age are going to remember the stuff, the things. But instead, you're going to build a foundation of how they see you as a courageous individual, how they see you as a person of integrity, whether they see you as a person of your word. Do they see you as somebody they want to be like or run from? You see, that's the difference. And you have such a short window. And if you watch if they had the school cam, right, that school cam, I'm telling you, I think every classroom should have a camera, should be required. And if you saw that and you saw your little kids interacting, I can promise you, your heart's going to break. And you're going to say, I wish my kids were home with me and I was the one teaching them their values. I wish you guys well. I pray that you enjoy the rest of your night. Thank you for being a part of the show. The Joe Messina Show. I'm Arif Halaby, your guest host. JoeMessina.com. He'll be back tomorrow. 855-REAL-JOE. Check out the website for stations and times. Have a great day. God bless you.